Lord, we thank you for our brother, Pastor George, that's going to come and speak to us this day about the love of Jesus. Oh, the love of Jesus coming down from above to reach all the world, to reach the Muslims, to reach each one, to reach, Lord, all around this globe. And so, Father, we want to give you this service of speaking and teaching today, Lord. Thank you for the worship time, Father. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everyone said together, amen. 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 Praise God. You may be seated. Okay, with that, I'd like to introduce to you Pastor George. He has been a Christian all his life. He was born in the Sudan and raised in the Sudan. And he is now freshly an American citizen. Loves the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so, without further ado, here we have George coming.
Good morning. Thank you, Pastor Mark. We're going to be talking about reaching the Muslims. How many of you heard the word Muslims? Everybody, right? If you don't hear, there's something wrong there if you did not hear about them. Oops, I'm in the wrong place. Okay, we're going to start with a reading from the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to the book of John. And the reason I put it that way, because always Muslims, when you say to them the Gospel of John or Gospel of Luke, they say, oh, we don't believe in that. But the Gospel or the good news, it is the good news that Jesus brought to this world, that he came and he died for our sin. That's I prefer that if you talking when you're talking to the Muslims, always mention it that way, the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to the book of John. If we're going to read it all together from the screen, and I hope that it's clear to help me with my English, and let's start. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life on sheep. I am the shepherd, and I know my sheep, and my sheep knows me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep, I have other sheep that as must bring also. They too will listen to my voice, and one shepherd. You see the part in verse 16, I have other sheep that are not from this sheep pen. I must bring them also. Father, thank you so much for this morning, Lord. I just pray, Father, that you will anoint me, Lord, and just give me the word, Lord, to share with my brothers and sisters here this morning, Lord, and open our eyes to see this other sheep that you want to bring to yourself, Lord. We thank you so much that you are willing to use us to bring these people to you, Lord. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus I pray. Amen. Muslims. Before, when we talk about Muslims, we always talk about the Middle East, but it's not longer the case. Muslims are all over the world now, everywhere in Europe, in America. We have 6 million of them here. But we need to understand, as they are here, we need to understand who are they, who are the Muslims, what do they believe? What is their agenda? If they are here, do they have an agenda or not? And if there is, what that agenda is? What can we do about it? We can start with who are the Muslims? Followers of Muhammad, around 1/5 of the world population. Let's bring them around 1.3 billion Muslims. Victim of Islam, lost without salvation, loved by God, John 3:16, we know that verse very well, for God so loved the world, that includes the Muslims. Resident of the 10-40 window, majority of them lives in the 10-40 window, and this place, the 10-40 window, is very close to the gospel. There's no one can talk about Jesus, and yes, there's our brothers and sisters right now sharing the gospel. They're taking the risk, they can be in jail, they can be killed for the name and the sake of Christ, but they are doing it. And we have right now in this moment in Saudi Arabia itself, there's people waiting to be killed in the present system. They are in jail right now for Christ. In Saudi Arabia, the Muslims saying that there's no Christians there, but they are wrong. There's many Christians there, underground church. There's 60 underground church that we know of, that Pastor Wally McDangle, maybe you heard him a couple of years ago, he shared here with us. Well, actually last September he was here also, and he was pastoring the mother church for the underground church in Saudi Arabia. His church has more than 700 people coming to his home church. It was in a house, he being forced to rent the largest house there to fit 700 people to come to his house. He became well known to the point that he take a taxi and tell them take me to the church, they will take you to his house. But after 11 years, they arrested him, they sent him to death, but God grace, he was able to skip that. God used United States and other countries to do a protest against the government of Saudi Arabia, and finally, one day before he being killed, they set him free. But in Saudi Arabia, we have a lot of brothers and sisters in jail right now. We need to remember them, to pray for them. In Saudi Arabia, also in Kaaba, in Mecca, they don't allow airplane to fly because it is the shape of the cross. They don't allow streets to be cross streets, because it is shape of the cross. They have to make it round or something like that. But it's just very hard for them to get rid of the cross, because if they simply stood in the morning washing their face and they opened their hands, they will see the cross right there. Some of them thirst, and we know them very well, like Osama bin Laden, even Zawahiri, and we can see also the president of Iran and the threats he's doing to Israel and other world. But that's the group of people that we're going to be focusing with this morning in the beginning of our study here. Muslims.
We despise them. They caused the world to hold its breath.
I think that we'd all be dead men if we did, because we're continually surrounded by many, many guards.
They put fear into our lives, right where we live.
The thirst, we want to see what do they really believe, and are they the thirst or the fundamentalist good Muslims. But in the same time here, it's showing kind of percentage. I said here around 10%, because I know the majority of Muslims, they are not really want to blow themselves for God or to kill themselves. But even if we have just 10%, we will end with having 120 million Muslims willing to blow themselves for God. But the majority of Muslims, my idea here to show you that the majority of Muslims are just called Muslims because they're born in a Muslim family, because they're being taught all their life Islam, they don't have the other option to change to, they have to become Muslim. What do they believe? In the Quran it says in Surah 5:51 it says, take not the Christian and Jews as friends and protectors. Oh, then Osama bin Laden, when he's not taking us as a friend and protectors, then he's obeying the Quran. Muslims must fight until all submit to Islam. Surah 2:193, Surah 5:95, and Surah 9:29. Islam teaches that the Quran is the constitution, God is the author of this law or Allah, and the state is the agent to enforce that law. If you give Muslims freedom, they're going to choose Islamic law. They have to choose Islamic law. They don't go individually to vote. They go as a company or as a family. If a wife did not vote for Sharia law, she would be divorced the next day. If an employee in the company did not vote for Sharia law, he will lose his job the next day. They must all vote for Islamic law. You give them the freedom, that's what they're going to choose. But we need to first set up a constitution, separation of religion and of state, even we don't like it in America, but we have to do it there, separation of religion and state, because they need to separate the two. Because if you give the Muslims in the Islamic world freedom, Islam will fall. Resisting Islam, punished by death, crucifixion, the cutting of hand and feet. You think resisting Islam here, it means going with tanks and trying to take over Islamic country? No, it's not that. That's not the case. Resisting here, even just what I'm doing right now, exposing Islam to you, for you to know what Islam is all about, and I'm gonna be, that way you are prevented from becoming Muslim. That for them, that's resisting Islam. Even if I'm speaking the truth, and even just I'm quoting their own book, for them that's resisting Islam. For you to come and try to share the gospel with any Muslim, for in according to the Islamic law, that you are resisting Islam. But also part of their belief, continuing, what do they believe? If in this, according to this verse in Surah 2106, it say, if we abrogate a verse or cause it to be forgotten, we will replace it with a better one or similar. Simply here, God of the Islam, Allah, he say, if we've forgotten a verse or we want to replace it, we'll replace it with a better one. But actually the case is completely different, because they replace it with one completely different. The first one is say, don't kill. The second one say, kill. And we can see there's three different kinds of abrogation. The first one, verse is being replaced. They take a verse from the Quran out of the text, and they put a new one. The second one is being removed and not replaced. They just took it out. Like, for example, I don't know if you remember Salman Rushdie, the satanic verses. He was talking about verses being removed, which is true. Muhammad, he said that, he mentioned two or three idols, it's called Allah, or Uzza, Manat. They say these are the daughters of Allah. And after that, he said, oh, wait a minute. The Satan was revealing these verses to me, and I thought it's Allah, the angel sent by Allah, but it was by mistake he took revelation from Satan, and that's why he removed it out. But the third one, which we have to be very careful from, this is the most important one that you need to know, is being cancelled, but it's still in the text. They're still in the text, but the Muslims cannot follow. Like, for example, we have everyone free to choose what religion to use. That's what they're using in our media today. They say Islam is a peaceful religion. Islam is allow everybody to be, you want to be a Jew, you can be a Jew. You want to be a Christian, you can be a Christian. But this verse is abrogated verse. Another one that we know all, no compulsion in religion. That everybody, we are not going to force you to become Muslim. But this verse also being canceled. But today they can come to America and they can say, oh, Islam never say kill the people. Islam, you can show you this verse and say, Islam say everybody's free. Islam is a peaceful, is a driven word of peace. That's what they're using, this abrogated verse, to deceive the American people. Why are they doing this? As we see here in Surah 354, it say Allah khair al-makirin, which it means Allah the best of all deceivers, in their own book. You want to believe that deceiver? You're going to be deceived. It's just amazing. How can I follow a deceiver? And this is part of their deception. They leave this kind of verses there to deceive the American people, to say Islam is a peaceful religion. Here is also part of the deception. We see earlier, I show you 10% Muslims now a terrorist, but now I'm showing you only 1%. What happened to the 9% of the Muslims, the terrorist group, or the 90% of the terrorists? They colored themselves inside the moderate and the nominal Muslims. They can act like they are your neighbors, they are good neighbors, you're friendly people, they love America, they're enjoying their life here, but in their heart, they really want to see us dead. And this is very scary. Islam also is part of their deception to not tell the Americans that if someone become a Muslim today and try to change their mind tomorrow, they want to leave Islam, they should be killed. They don't tell you that Islam is an, they have entrance to Islam, to enter to Islam, but you cannot exit. If you want to exit, you will exit without your head. Islam consider wife as possession. Many American women, they marry to Muslim men and they becoming Muslims, they don't realize what they're going to, because they never presented to them Islam in a right way. And also part of this deception, you're going to tell me why these women, they don't read the Quran, because the English translation of the Quran is not accurate translation. They meant to change it for the Western to not know the truth. But it's strange enough that in, I have four articles from the Los Angeles Times. One of them, this was like 3-4 years ago. The first article talk about donated books to the school district. The Muslims donate Quran to the school district. A lady in the school district, she read the Quran, she found that killed the Jews. She ordered the next week, they put a new article say, pulled books out of the school district, she refused to return it. The third week is amazing enough, they say, what about a different translation? We remove the word kill out and we give you a nicer one, softer one. And the first week, they accept it. What about lying to your kids? And they say, okay, go ahead, lie to our kids. This is amazing. And this is the thing, that these things they don't tell you. There's a lot of American women becoming Muslims. They do not know that in Islam they consider women as possession, women are unclean, majority of women gonna be in hell, and also they are allowed to beat up their wives. The word beat up their wives in the Arabic, adrub, they translate it in English translation, beat her lightly, or tap her, some translations. But it is being the same word exactly being used for the beat of a camel to move, or beat of a criminal to do something. Imagine if you're trying to move a camel by tapping him. Why they do that? Why they hate us? How, is there any way other we can change it? Is it because of our policy, foreign policy, or is it because of our support of to Israel? Yes, our support of Israel that making the Muslim mad, but you know what? They will, if we turn around from Israel and Israel start defending itself, they will wish if we go back again and be in the middle, because Israel is not gonna deal with them the way we're trying to politically, trying to make them nice, quiet and things. Israel gonna really attack them right. But they will wish at that time if America be involved. But here in Matthew chapter 24 verse 9, it say, when you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me, because of the name of Jesus, not because of anything else, because Satan knows what America doing to the world, what America, how America sending missionaries all over the world. I am a result of coming to Christ through SIM, it's American organization in Sudan. So now they call it Servant Mission, before it called Sudan Interior Mission. But I am a result of that. I am a result of prayers of American people. I am a result of Americans that sending money and trying to reach our people in our countries. And Satan knows that, and that's, I believe, the only reason Satan attacking Americans September 11. This war is nothing but a spiritual war. I don't think the government will be able to succeed in this war if they did not come to the root of it and to realize it is a spiritual war more than anything else. I tell you, my friend, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that cannot do anything or anymore. They cannot kill us spiritually, because we overcome that by Jesus Christ. And here we see, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. We shouldn't be shocked for what's happening around the world. It's for the world to be afraid and scared and terrorized, but not us, because Jesus already warned us. Jesus already told us about everything coming to this world. Are we afraid? Are we yes, we are human. We can go become afraid, but you know, the only thing we need to come to him, because simply he told us, ask and it will be given. Ask him for that, to remove that fear from your heart, to give you that boldness to stand up and speak the truth without any fear. I'm not asking you to go and just start attacking the Muslim by words and say that you're going to hell and this stuff. But yes, they need to know that. But also they need the grace of Jesus Christ, because Jesus came to bring truth and grace. Not just, I see a lot of people just using grace only, which just doesn't make any sense, because without bad news, there's no good news. They need to know the bad news first, but also we need to give them the way out to know there's a forgiveness of sin through Jesus Christ. What is their agenda? To control the whole world. In the Quran, very clearly talking about one government gonna rule the whole world under Islamic, it's called the Mahdi. They're expecting a new Messiah coming, or a new person that coming, he gonna rule the whole world. And I believe 100% myself, you don't have to believe that, but I believe, as I was studying the Quran and the Bible, I believe it's gonna be the Antichrist. And they're gonna come. And you know what? The Antichrist, if he's a Muslim, he's gonna use the Quran, because in the Quran, 13 times, amazing enough, 13 times say the land belonged to the Jews. The Antichrist, if he's a Muslim, he's gonna use the Quran saying to the Muslim, get out of the land belonged to the Jews, and the Jews can accept him as a Messiah. It's possible. In the US, they have three targets, and that's what these targets you need to know very well, because you need to warn the people that around you, the neighbors, the young ladies that they are being deceived by Islam, or they want to get married to a Muslim man. You need to be very attention to these three targets. The first one is the youth. In our university and colleges, they have over 200 Islamic student union that they are so active in Long Beach University, taking over the whole university. A Christian, if you want to do any outreach to put awareness about Muslims, you can be kicked out of the university. They bring the state police to kick you out. But they are doing everything they want every week. Especially in Sundays, they're doing a lot of activity there, because if you want to go on hand tracks, you need to go to the office first to get permission. But the office in Sundays is closed. Then they already have permission for the whole year, then they can do whatever they want. And when you hear about their events going on there, you cannot even participate under the freedom of speech, because there's no police to give you permission. And they're doing this in Fullerton, they're doing this in Irvine. They was protesting against the Republican Club for doing a seminar about the cartoons. 300-400 outside, they protesting saying Muhammad's freeing the women, which is not true. Muhammad's freeing the slaves, which is not true. They just bunch of lies, they just start lying outside and screaming. And the media comes and they take their words and they making the seminars look like a hate crime inside. Which is, not, they did not, they did give the Muslims the chance to come and defend themselves inside, they refused to go.
And you have a responsibility, in a sense, of letting others know about God, the way we see God. We have Islamic Awareness Week annually, and that's really the main time people, non-Muslims, have a chance to be exposed to the true teachings of Islam, or just to Muslims, to Islamic culture. I think that we're successful. People just see how beautiful the religion is, that maybe someone converts.
I don't know if there's anything beautiful in Islam except killing, and maybe for men, yeah, to marry four wives and have 70 virgin women in heaven, but I don't see for women anything good in Islam. American women, many of them that are becoming Muslims, converting to Islam mainly by marriage, but not always the case, but especially targeting these young ladies. If I recommend you to watch the movie Not Without My Daughter, it's by Sally Field, it's a true story. I know the daughter of this lady that in the movie, Not Without My Daughter, the movie about her, that she was married to an Iranian man here, medical doctor. He was a very nice, peaceful man, but he went to Iran for 1 week. And this poor lady, she did not know the law that automatically, if she entered to Islamic country and she's married to a Muslim, automatically she becomes citizen of that land, and the rules of that land will apply into her. And that she was not having any more, she did not have any more freedom. They took all her freedom. She had to wear the hijab, and it took her over a year to be able to skip the country with her daughter. Before you put yourself in that kind of situation. And if you know anyone that's thinking about marrying to a Muslim man because he told her, I love you, which is not true, he loved the green card more than you, but you need to let them know.
Darlees Habib Ali converted as a student. It was an international Muslim student who volunteered to teach her and her husband about his faith.
We both came from Christian homes. He was Southern Baptist, and I was Lutheran. And so he brought us religious pamphlets and materials. We read those, and then as we learned and studied, both my husband first and then I a few months later made the decision that Islam is the true way of worshiping God.
Are they succeeding in their agenda? Are they doing it? Yes. They have the money? Yes. And every time we put gas in our cars, we're giving them the money. And from the other side, our tax we pay is also going to kill them. I don't know which one is more victory, to kill all the Muslims and we still as the same number we are, or share the gospel of Jesus Christ to them and bring them in our sight and we become more all of us together. I'm not anti the war, what's happening in Iraq, it's need to be done. It was an answer of prayer, and I really pray for President Bush that God bless him. But you need to be also thinking, please, about the next election. Who are you gonna vote for? Because Christians can make a difference in this country. You need to do your homework and do it right, because the price, whatever you're gonna do here, voting here, you're gonna affect there. Millions of Christians are gonna be killed if we have a weak president in the United States. Millions of them gonna be killed as punishment for what America do, because they don't separate. They look at Americans and Christians. Hey, they used to call me George Bush, they used to call me American before even coming to America or even dreaming coming here. Just because I'm a Christian, because I'm white. Whatever is going to happen here, it's going to affect there. African American in the present system, and this is the main target, because they are so smart, the Muslims. They study the situation of this country. They did a book called America Burning Itself and Islam is the Solution. They studied what happened 50 years ago, 40 years ago. They know the racist issue that was happening here. I know it was wrong from our part as Americans did that, but you know, now it's time for the church to reach to the African American community, to break that veil separating between black and white churches. Because if we did not do so, the Muslims doing that, and many of them converting to Islam. I've been attacked physically in Los Angeles by African American, that he's saying now Islam is the right religion, and that he think that now they have the right place where Islam, they teach, been teaching them that Islam is the black man religion, not telling them that what's happening in my country in Sudan, where the real black people, I did not see black people in America, by the way, I see brown people, but the real black, you cannot see them even at night when if you're walking in the street, because they killing them because of Islam, that they have races. Muhammad, he said, if you, a man dreaming a black woman, that's mean the curse coming upon them. Also, he said, he called the black people raisin heads. And he also, he used to have a slave, his name is Mahran. He used to make him carry 5 donkeys load. And he did not even care. They don't tell them these things. And they'd say everybody in hell, their face gonna turn to black. They say 3 things prevent the Muslim's prayer to get to God. If while Muslim praying, if a black dog walk in front of them, not white dog, not brown dog, not any color, black dog or a woman or a donkey. Imagine, woman and a donkey and a dog is in the same level in Islam.
The Islam call for prayer is a call heard in almost every. The Islam call for prayer is a call heard in almost every North American prison system, and for a reason.
In the American prisons, many people are accepting Islam, and American prison authorities are recognizing this as a very healthy and salubrious development.
They're taking the criminals from the streets, they're improving them to from criminal level to terrorist level. The last terrorist attack, it was going to happen in Los Angeles, it was planned inside the prison system in Los Angeles. What are we doing? This in my space, in Soldiers of Allah, this is a team of singers, that the African-American singers, they go all over the United States recruiting African-American to become Muslims. They say in their first page, in this page here in the website, it say, we are American Muslims, not proud to be an Americans. Because once they become Muslim, automatically they're Arab. They must study Islam in Arabic language. They study, they pray in Arabic, not understanding what they even saying. They just have to memorize it without knowing what does it mean. And after that, when they want to understand it, they take them to the translation, which is not accurate translation. But these people, they must become automatically Arab. They must become Muslims. Their first loyalty to Islam. Their first loyalty not to America. They facing Mecca 5 times a day when they pray. Once they become Muslim, they become anti-white, anti-Christianity, anti-anything. They cannot follow the Constitution of the United States, freedom of speech and religion. They don't understand freedom. For freedom, yes, they do give you the choice before you killed, being killed, to become a Muslim or to be killed. That's the freedom they give you. When they say the word Islam, it's driven word from peace, the word salam is peace. There is kind of truth in there, because if you go to the dictionary, the word peace, it means freedom from war. If you want to be free from war, you must submit to the law of Islam.
Assalamu alaikum. May I have your attention, please? Throughout our lives, we the Muslim youth have been told that we should have fun when we're young and practice Islam when we get older. Allah will ask us on the Day of Judgment, what did you do? And we have no excuse. We the youth can change this world. We have Islam, we have the creativity, and we have the energy. If we do not work for Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace us with a generation that loves me more than us, fears me more than us, and will bring back Islam into this world. The Sahabas were our ages, and they did it, and we can do it. So now, think about it!
After that, there's a rap music there, but I don't want to say it. But believe me, if you go to this website and you check it out, the person, if really accepted what they're saying, they will be willing to blow themselves for God. And this sniper, the guy from, I don't know what the state was, a couple of years ago, he was shooting people. When they arrested him, after that we did not hear anything about it. But why his name is Muhammad, even though he's African American? He was just killing people in the streets. I believe 100% because of Islam. The media very careful to link it to Islam. Very careful to speak about Islam anything. They're speaking about individuals. But my problem is not with the people, because the people, you know, in September 11, the victims of September 11, before the Christian or the Americans was in the airplanes, the Muslims themselves to blow themselves for a false God, they are victims themselves. That's the only thing they've been learning all their life. What if you born in Islamic country? What if you born in a place where you have no access to the gospel? You are not allowed to ask any question. We are not allowed to say why Muhammad, he married to 60 years old girl when he was 53 years old. You are not allowed to ask that. 6 years old when he was 53 years old. Her father gave it to him because he wanted to be the first successor. That's the price for him to become the first successor. Is there hope? What can we do? Can we change the situation? Yes, because Jesus is able to go inside and change the heart of every terrorist in the world. Every Muslim in the world, Jesus is able to reach them, because there's no policy, there's no law, there's nothing can stop the gospel from getting to these people. In Algeria, for example, in Algeria, North Africa, there's a whole tribe, all the elders in that tribe, one day in the morning, they woke up and they talking to each other about this vision they saw. The whole tribe, elders, they saw the same vision of Jesus. And the whole tribe came to Christ. And this is what God using in Algeria now, in Morocco, and in different places. Many of them, they're going from place to place, talk about this person came to them in a vision. There's nothing can stop the gospel to spread. And this brother here, his name is Taysir, he's a former PLO fighter, he's a former terrorist, and the one next to him, he's Moran, he's a Messianic Jewish now, but he used to be in the Israeli military. 22 of his friends died by suicide bomber. He lost hope in Israel. He become alcoholic. He run to America here, and both of them looking for a nice life to stay here, and both of them ended in America. And Taysir was working in a restaurant where one of the customers, he's a pastor, been coming always there, and this pastor, his life, the way he responded and he respect the people in the restaurant, he start bringing, taking, drawing his attention to him, and he starts seeing something different in this guy. Because you need to understand, Muslims, they don't separate between abortion and homosexual and this, all the laws we have and things going on in America and Christianity. They think all this belongs to Christianity. They don't learn to separate between religion and government. They think society and religion and government and everybody is one. They look at the whole West as Christian nations. And that's why when he saw something different in this guy, he started being very friendly to him, he coming to closer to him. And one day this task, he become the manager of the restaurant, and he have to move the restaurant to another location. And the pastor, he told him, what about that place where they, I don't know what the name of it they use for when someone died, they clean up the body before they take him, what it called? Yes, he told him, what about that place, it is for sale. He said, I walked in there and I just ran out. And the reason, of course, because in the Quran they say, there's dead people, there's demons. And the pastor, he looked at him and he smiled, he say, because God is not in you, but I have connections. And Taysir started making fun of him, what connections are you talking about? And he don't want to listen first. But after the pastor left, he became curious, he could not sleep that night because he wanted to know what connections he was talking about. For 2 weeks, the pastor did not show up in the church, in the restaurant. And when he showed up, Taz in front of all the customers, he fall in the ground, holding his feet, he told him, you cannot go nowhere before you tell me what that connections is. And guess what, he told him, tomorrow come to me and I will tell you. The next day he called him in the morning, he said, I cannot even drive, you come and pick me up. They went there and the pastor sat down and he sat down next to him, next to Taz, and the pastor, he put a Bible between both of them. Taz, without knowing, without realizing, until now he cannot understand why he fall from the couch, from the seat, from the chair to the ground, and he start crying and he felt he's not worthy to sit next to this Bible. Even though in the Islamic teaching say Bible being corrupted, the Bible is not holy, but in that moment, just like that, without understanding, and until now he don't know how, that he felt this Bible is holy and he is not worthy to sit next to it. And that second accepted the Lord, until now he don't know how. You need to know because the word, because of God, Holy Spirit working in people. When Jesus choose to bring people and draw them to himself, he can break all the chains and he can come to them. And this brother, he right now, yes, someone told him about Jesus, but I don't believe that he did anything except he saw Jesus in that person. The lifestyle, the way he walked, the way he talked, the way he dressed, he saw Jesus on him. I believe that's the main thing that draw him in the beginning to this person. But now Moran and Taz, both of them, going all over the world, before it was just in America, but last year God called them, both of them, they sold everything they have, they went back to Israel. What are they doing? What they used to do here? They go to mosques and synagogues together. In the mosque, the Jewish, Messianic Jewish, a Moran, he would go and ask the Imam, can you allow me to ask forgiveness from your people because I used to hate them? And they will allow him to come and speak. He will say to them, I used to be in the Israeli military. I have 22 of my friends being killed by a suicide bomber. Since that time, I hated the Palestinian, I hated the Arab, and I want to see them dead. But Jesus came to my life, changed my life, and now I love you guys, and I want you to forgive me. They give him to say that in the mosque. And the other way around, Taz, he would go to the rabbis and tell them, can you give me to ask your people for forgiveness? They would give him a chance. He would go inside and he'd say, I've been brought as a Palestinian with the idea that you, the Israelis, the Jews, took over my land, and I used to hate you. I went to Afghanistan or another country to learn how to kill the Jews. But Jesus came to my life, changed my life, and now I love you and I want you to forgive me. Imagine they can say that Jesus changed lives inside the mosques and synagogues. It's just amazing how God, he can turn things around. Please keep them in prayer as they are in Israel now trying to do the same thing. They want to go to the PLO people, they want to go to Hamas people to share with them that Jesus is able to bring Palestinian and Arab together. Jewish and Arabs together. What can we do also? Part of it, as God he doing, as mostly it's not us we're going to be doing. We just need to be available and obedient to what God wants us to do. When we see a Muslim around us, that we need to go and do what the Holy Spirit leading us. If there's fear, it's not going to work. We need to get this fear out. In the book of Revelation, it talks about the first group going to be in the lake of fire is the fearful. We need to be very careful from that. It's the only thing that we can do. Just come to Jesus and he will give us the ability to love them and to remove this fear from our hearts. Yes, Muslims can be changed, can become followers of Jesus Christ. They can become citizens of the kingdom of God. They can become heroes exposing Islam. There's no one better than a Muslim coming to Christ to expose Islam. There's top Islamic scholars coming to Christ and they are on the online, you're always speaking on Islam and exposing Islam. There's no one better than them knows exactly what Islam teaching. Assured of their salvation, not just loved by God, but assured of their salvation, personal relationship with God. They don't longer look at God as judging God, that waiting to see one mistake from them to punish them, but they will have that relationship. Witnesses in the 1040 window. If you send a white man, blonde hair, green eyes to Saudi Arabia to do anything, well, come on, how are you gonna work? How many years are gonna take you to learn the Arabic language? How many years are gonna take you to learn the culture? How are we gonna change your look? But you reach a Muslim here from Saudi Arabia, he will be willing. He will tell me that he wants asylum to stay in the country. No. If he was able, willing before to blow himself for a false god without granting any guarantee to be in heaven, now his new god telling him that I came from heaven to earth to die for you. You think that Muslim is not going to be able and have the zeal for his people to go and preach the gospel for them? I believe they will have more passion than anyone else to reach their own people. Some of them are martyrs because it is not an easy decision for them to come to Christ. There's many of them being killed. One of my friends, his name Kabuji, he been killed because of that. And for 7 years he was in Christianity and he was crying to the Lord every night to bring his brother to the Lord and his family to the Lord. His family hated to see their son being killed. They did not report it to the government, but one day the government found out about it. They brought the whole family. That's what this guy, he chose to follow Jesus until the last second. He was preaching to them. He was asking them to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. He was asking God to forgive them. And they start stabbing him with the knife until he died in front of the eyes of his family. But that moment where God, he answered his prayer for his family, because his brother, in that second, he started realizing there is something in Jesus that making my brother hold on to Jesus, not wanted to leave Jesus and willing to die for him. And that night, his brother came to the Lord. His brother went to Lebanon and studied in Bible college. He's back to Sudan. He started the first Baptist church in Sudan. Praise the Lord. By this time tomorrow, thousands of Muslims will die without knowing Jesus Christ. It's urgent. We have to reach the Muslims here, because by reaching the Muslims here, we're reaching the Muslims in the whole world. Because he can meet people from all over the place. The first time Mark and Rodi, they came to my office because Rodi was gonna go to Afghanistan or Pakistan? Pakistan. Pakistan, I believe, to train business people and things like that. They heard about my office and ministry. They came to us there and they was asking me about how we can reach the Pakistani people and things like that. And after that, it did not work and I ask Rodi and Mark if they can come with me to the mosque. And since then, they met many, many Pakistanis here. You can meet people from Saudi Arabia, people from Syria, people from every country, Islamic country. Amazing enough, in Santa Ana, there's Islamic Center for Chinese Muslims. In Culver City, they have a mosque for Hispanic. And even they're preaching in Hispanic. Because the Muslims cannot go to Mexico and buy a land to. Because in Mexico, you have to become a Mexican citizen before you buy a land, and it is more difficult than American citizen. You can not easily get Mexican citizen. But if they convert Mexicans here, send them with big money there, they can build Islamic centers and spread Islam in South America and all Mexican, all these areas. According to Islam, Muslims do not have the insurance of salvation, we know that. And even if they do, even if they say that if they blow themselves, we know it's false insurance, because we know there's only one way to heaven through Jesus Christ. Muslims are controlled by fear. This is something that you need to pray for. Maybe you can be participating in going to the mosque or reaching your Muslim neighbors in different ways, but also we need people to pray, because there is a power of prayer. There's power that God, He can change these people's life by dreams and visions, by breaking this fear and getting the fear out of their hearts, because it's not an easy decision for them to do. They're afraid of their leaders, they're afraid of their families, they're afraid of God's judgment on them if they left Islam. But maybe you going to tell me the leaders is not here, but you know, it still is a high price to pay to lose your wife, to lose your kids. It's not an easy thing. It's not an easy. All your life is going to be different. You no longer has a friend. We need to pray for that. God will give them the peace to get the and the boldness for them to leave that religion and to have that fellowship with the believers. But also, I'm sorry if I'm scaring some of you when you see me dressed like that, but we need to know that, are we willing to welcome Muslims coming and be around us here in this church and around us with dressed like that? Is it part of the condition for them to become Christian, to leave their culture? Is it part of the condition for them to become Christian, they must dress differently? No. The only thing we need them to have the relationship with Jesus Christ. And we have to be able to welcome them, to be able to see them like that coming here. And there's Christmas evening. In Sudan, I invite a lot of Muslims to Christmas program, because always there's salvation message being preached while Jesus come to this world. You can invite your Muslim friend, because we are not going to be speaking against Islam or Islamic agenda, but we're going to be preaching the gospel. Pastor Mark, last year he did preach the gospel. And I encourage you, invite your Muslim neighbors. There's a small flyers for the Christmas program. You can invite them for that. And tell them there's food after that too. No porks, right? No pork, okay.
All sugar, bro.
Muslims feel God is distant from them. That's very sad. They're working so hard to get to there, but still they feel that God is really far from them. They're doing anything they can, they're willing to die for Him, but still they feel He's far from them. They only to go to heaven, only if God will. They can work so hard, 100% following Islam, but if God chooses to take him to hell, it's up to him. It's so sad. I was in Dearborn, Michigan in the Arabic festival last July. I was expecting 50,000 people to come. How many show up? 300,000 show up. Praise God for the church here. We printed 15,000 track, and also the church helped us to get Jesus DVDs. We get like 4,000 DVDs, and we was distributed. It was 3 days event. From the next day, we ran out of the material. We have 9 people came to the Lord, but one of them is so precious that he was sharing, one of our group was sharing with him, and as he reading, the rain started coming so hard, and my friend, he was wanting to go like to the other side or something, and the Muslim hold his hand and he wanted to continue reading. Another guy from our group also, his name is Elijah, he saw that it was election time and there's posters all over the place. He just took one of the posters of election and he put it in the top of them to continue reading. But praise God, that guy, he came to the Lord and he'd been baptized in the same second. Muslims are not permitted to read the Bible or discuss their religion or to even question their own teaching. Most Muslims have not read or seen the Bible. They believe the Bible has been corrupted. They believe that Christians believe in 3 gods, Father, Mother, and Son. They believe there's sexual relationship between God and Mary. They believe that Jesus, the original Bible never said that Jesus is God, never claimed that Jesus crucified on the cross. They believe the original Bible that mentioned that Muhammad is coming. It's all false information they have. In Iran, I was sharing this last night, in Iran, the scholars and the author of the different books in Iran, they say it's enough for us to say what Christians believe. Let's ask them what do they believe. And one of these scholars, he went and interviewing Christian, and he published a book in Iran, praise God, even though he make his own comments in the end saying why the Muslims don't believe. But in his book, he will say, Christians believe, they saying that they believe in only one God, manifested Father, Son, and Holy Holy Spirit, and explaining that Christians believe in only salvation through Jesus Christ, because they believe God the Father, God manifested, like 1 Timothy 3:16, God, great is the mystery that God manifested in flesh, and they will explaining that God came as a man, he died for the sin of the world, and there's no salvation except through Jesus Christ. In Iran, in their own book, they try and say, oh, that's what the Christians say. But after that, of course, they do their own comment and say, oh, we don't believe in that because the Quran says so. But at least it's now for every Iranian in Iran, they will have the access to know what really Christian believe, which is really great news. There are around 6 million Muslims in the United States. Some of the Muslims organizations, they say 9 million, but I don't believe that. And CIA and immigration, they're trying to say it's around 4 million. But I believe I just got around 6 million, but or over, because our immigration here, they don't know who's in the country, who's not in the country. In our country, if you want to move from state to state, you have to register with the immigration. They don't have that here. If you came to the country and left, or you stayed, nobody knows. They don't really know who's in the country, who's not. And this is something that you need to pray for. Refer to yourself as a follower of Jesus Christ, not as a Christian, because they believe the whole West is Christian. They believe homosexual. They believe Madonna, when she danced with the cross in her neck and dancing in her underwear, she's saying this is Christianity. When they see abortion and homosexuality, everything, they think this is Christianity. It's time for us now to leave Christ, not just at the church and everywhere, because they are watching us. The way we dress, the way we talk, everything, they are watching us, and they need to see Christ. They are not going to see Christ outside of us in the world, but they need to see Christ in you. You need always to refer to yourself as a follower of Jesus Christ, because they need to know there's a difference between the West and the followers of Jesus Christ. They need to know Christianity does not agree with homosexuality. Christianity does not agree with the killing of innocent babies. Pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you and give you the ability to forgive and love the Muslims. Look at them as victims of Islam, lost without salvation, or sinners. Just like Jehovah's Witness, just like Mormons, just like nominal Christians that they don't believe really, they did not accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Don't say, I don't know enough about Islam to reach them. No, you have enough here. You have your own testimony, how you was blind and now you can see. Go and tell them about that, how Jesus changed and how Jesus transformed your life, how Jesus gave you the ability to love your enemy. Share with them that, and that's more than anything you want. That's the only thing you want. Also, you have another option. Go to the Sermon on the Mount, print it out, add small prayers, because they never seen a teaching like the Sermon on the Mount. Love your enemy, pray for those persecuted. They never seen something like that. I have a Muslim on here, he read that, he was just crying like a baby. He say, I have hatred against a lot of people, especially my ex-wife, and I couldn't forgive her, but now after reading this, I have to forgive her. There's nothing powerful than the Word of God. Also study, prepare, be able to answer their questions and share the love of Christ, and even to challenge their faith if needed. But this is a different level. If you want to go, if you felt being called to these people, you want to go deeper in studying Islam and know more, we offer you seminars and trainings and things like that. You can always contact me. And there's also more resource outside the DVDs, Jesus DVD with 8 languages. You just give it to any Muslim, they will understand one of these languages. Please pray also, because we're doing a new one with 16 languages. You can reach 98% of the Muslims. And this is a huge project, and praise God for Campus Crusade. They're working on giving us the copyright. And please keep that in prayer. And also we have a track outside. It's called To My Muslim Friend at the moment, but we're doing a new one. It's called God Roads to Salvation. God's Road to Salvation. And in this track, we're showing the Roman road, plus also we're including the from the Quran that Muhammad used to ask for forgiveness 70 times a day, and he never has that guarantee to be in heaven. Muhammad, he told his own daughter that I cannot help you to skip hellfire. Muhammad, he said, even though I am the prophet of Allah, yet I don't know what Allah will do to me. Seek opportunities, build friendship, but please don't abuse these friendships. Don't say, I'm not going to share with him about Christ because I'm afraid that he will become mad at me. You know what? You have to, when as you're praying, ask the Holy Spirit to lead you. When is the right time to start sharing about Christ? Most of the time, they will invite you to Islam. After that, you can start. Or ask them for a copy of the Quran. After that, offer them a gift of the Bible, and they must take it because you took theirs first. And also, sometimes they have problems. Offer to pray for them, and if they say yes, pray. Go ahead and pray and put the salvation message inside the prayer too. Do not expect to see a fast, quick results. It's so hard to work with Muslims. A lot of time I feel disappointed and I cannot even do it anymore, but I just really need a lot of encouragement from you, and I feel that there's your people praying for me, and thank you so much for these people being praying and helping. But don't expect fast results. But in the same time, that you don't know when God did start with him. If God started already with him 5 years ago, 8 years ago, it is the minute just right now to get the fruits, or it is just time for you now to plant seeds. Don't try to get fruits if it's not, there's no seeds even there yet. And the whole thing is all about the Holy Spirit to take control on that. Just be obedient, be available, and ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and see what God's gonna do. Because many Muslims coming to Christ through dreams and visions. That ministry to Muslims, my heart is the ministry to Muslims to become the church priority. For the first 3 years of my ministry, I was going every week to the mosque, but I realized that I cannot reach every Muslim in the United States. But I realized that I need to go out and train more people. My heart, and right now we've been going to different churches in Hosanna Calvary Chapel and other churches. We're trying to raise teams in each church to be able to reach the Muslim community in the area. Because like our brother Jim Green, the director of Campus Crusade at the moment, he said, not one person reaching everybody, but everybody reaching some people, we can be able to cover the whole world. It's not, I cannot reach every Muslim. What if I focus just here? What about the Muslims in Dearborn? 300,000 came in one day. How many are they there? It's many in New York, New Jersey, all over the place. And thank you so much for being behind me here and supporting me as a church with your prayers and encouragement. A lot of times that I need some people to call me and encourage me, because it's really hard because you don't see fast results. But my second saying in my heart to see that also for every Muslim in the United States, as we have the freedom here in this country, as they are seeking the freedom, coming for freedom, let them be free indeed by knowing Jesus Christ as a Lord and Savior. To see Muslims lifting their hands up and praising Jesus. This is something in my heart to see for a long time. I see that my brother, when he started the ministry in Sudan, he also saw a vision of Muslims riding camels and opening their hands and praising the Lord in Sudanese accent. And it was just amazing. Last week, I was also remembered, God put in my heart a few weeks ago the same thing. And the next week, I saw the Christian Examiner. They have an article about it called The Church in the Move. And this Arab Muslims came to Christ, they're taking Bibles and they're going from place because they have to go where there's water and rain, because they live like Bedouins, and they were just taking the gospel to spread it all over North Africa. It's just so good to see that. Reaching the Muslims, Arabic, we have training and we have resource, very great material. Please make sure that you have the handout for tonight, because there's the phone number. If anytime you need material, let me know. And also we have outreach coming December 29th to January 5th. December 29th to January 5th, because in December 31st, the Muslims has a holiday, the remembrance of the sacrifice that God provided for the son of Abraham. They say Ishmael, we say Isaac. Don't go in that discussion. Focus in the lamb that God provided. And this lamb is the shadow of the coming of Christ. And this lamb is died for the whole sin of the whole world, including them. Focus in the salvation topic. And right now, I just would like, if you can all stand up, and we know the song, if the band can come and sing this song, it's Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord. But we're going to turn it around the second time, we're going to say, open the eyes of their hearts. They need to see you. Please come right now, lift your hearts to the Lord, and if you feel like there's kind of Muslim that around you always is being seen, and you did not take the time to go and share the Christ with them. I pray just right now you give God, ask God the ability and the boldness and to remove the fear from your heart for you to be able to share the love of Christ with them. Please, you're going to see them from now on all over the place, I'm sure. God bless you.
Let's go ahead and pray together, and I'll lead us in prayer, the prayers that George has asked us to pray. So let's pray together. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we do pray for a fresh new love to share the gospel with others. Lord, we pray for love for the Muslims. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that we'd feel your heart for them. For you died and came not only for us, but for the sins of the whole world and for the love of the whole world. And Father, we pray in Jesus' name that you would take our fear away, that you would give us a new boldness, Lord, to just be ourselves in you and not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But Lord, we know that that is the power of you, God, unto salvation for all those that would believe. So Lord, help us, Lord. We need your strength. We need your anointing. We need your ability to forgive. We need, Lord, to be your instruments of peace for this dying world. So we thank you, Father. Thank you for answering these prayers now, Lord. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And everyone said together, amen, amen. If you would desire prayer for anything today, the prayer room is open for you. May the Lord bless you, continue to fill you, and use you according to his will. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord.